Tormis, your mobile travel guide, presented by the city of Würzburg, with the kind support of history. Towering up from the heart of the old part of Würzburg is the imposing Dom St. Kilian, the Cathedral of St. Kilian. This was built in the 11th century, its colossal dimensions making it the fourth largest Romanesque cathedral in Germany, surpassed in size only by those in Mainz, Worms and Speyer. Würzburg Cathedral was constructed under Bishop Bruno, who's buried in the crypt. When his grave was examined in later years, it was found that Bruno himself was one of the giants of his age. In fact, he was no less than 2 meters tall, a quite exceptional size at a time when the average height was 1.55 meters. The Romanesque cathedral has been modified on various occasions over the years. In the 18th century, distinguished artists renovated the interior in the contemporary style, and the building was badly damaged in the Second World War. As it is today, therefore, St. Kilian's Cathedral brings together elements of the Romanesque, the Baroque, and the modern age. The interior of the church contains the tombstones of a number of bishops of Würzburg, including two made by the woodcarver Tilman Riemenschneider. Also noteworthy are the 12 bells of the cathedral, which can reproduce as many as 40 melodies. Built onto the north transept, the Schönborn Chapel is regarded as a treasure of late Baroque architecture. Master builder Balthasar Neumann had this domed structure built in the years prior to 1736 as a burial area for the noble von Schönborn family, to which many of the prince bishops belonged. From the nearby residence, they were thus provided with a direct view of the place where they would one day be laid to rest. Thank you for your attention. Würzburg and history wish you a pleasant stay in the city. Tormis hopes to see you soon in some other place.